Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger, and today I'm talking with Amy Cueva, founder and healthcare principal at MadPow, a user experience design firm. Her company is the organizer of Healthcare Experience Design, a one-day conference in Boston, March 25th. Thanks for joining us today, Amy.
Thanks so much for having me, Don.
Well, let's get into it. What is the idea behind the Healthcare Experience Design, or HXD, conference?
Sure. So, as you know, there are plenty of conferences in the healthcare space. Many of them are focused on technology, innovation, legislation, but there's no conference that talks about the overlap of healthcare and design. And so that's why we put together the Healthcare Experience Design Conference. We believe that design is crucial in improving the healthcare system and the technology being used to improve patient experiences. And it's not just good design in terms of form factor, it's design in terms of understanding the real needs of the humans who are using these systems and are affected by them, understanding what they're looking for so that the experience will be meaningful, it will fit into their workflow, it will be easy to use, and that's called human-centered design. So people at the conference are going to be talking about how to achieve consumer engagement and behavior change, how to improve patient care experiences, how to help people manage chronic conditions, and how to do that through the improved use of technology and people and process.
And so I see there's a little bit of a healthcare IT focus in the speaker lineup as well. What will health IT professionals get out of the conference?
Health IT professionals who recognize that you sort of can't just throw a system out there and hope it works, that you have to take a really diligent approach to design and include the people who will use the technology and be affected by the technology in the creation of the technology. So those who value design know it's important. Recently, EHRs are in the news for adoption and utilization being low, and that's being attributed to design and usability. So there's sort of an industry awakening happening that's been going on for years, but in particular now about how important design and usability are. So health IT professionals coming to this conference will learn more about how to get to good design methods, practices, and they'll hear about case studies and success stories from people who have been able to make some really good things happen. So it's part inspiration and part really practical methods and tips and tools to make better design happen.
Yeah, well, who are some of the main speakers that the hospital CIOs and other IT staffers who read our content at Search Health IT, which speakers do you think will appeal to them the most?
That's a great question. So basically, we have a company, Iora Health. There's a couple of folks speaking from Iora Health. They're a nascent ACO in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and their thinking is it's the patient's data. It's not the doctor's data. It's not the hospital's data. It's the patient's data. And so they're sort of revolutionizing the approach to an EHR, an EMR, and providing the doctor and the patient with the same view into the data so that they can look at it together. So it's not the doctor's tool that we then figure out how to make the patient's view. It's one view at the same data. It's more of a collaborative care type of approach. So I think they'll find that interesting. We also have a case study talking about a patient portal, an EMR, design improvement during the case study session. But in the main ballroom, we're talking about well-being as the foundation for health. So understanding that, yes, patients visit hospitals and meet with doctors and get treatment, but their number one care provider is themselves. So how do we provide them with the motivation and the tools and the support to care for themselves? And so we're really looking at psychology around motivation and behavior change. And we're also looking at the impact of happiness and well-being on health, sort of a more holistic look at it. If people are happier, they're going to be that much more able to manage their condition.
So you and I have something in common. We are both members of Regina Holiday's Walking Gallery. She has painted jackets for both of us. I see she's on the lineup again this year, as she was last year. How does she fit into the HXD agenda?
Sure. One of the main conference themes is patient stories. So we believe that good design comes from patient centricity. And again, that human-centered design approach, doing the research. And we wanted to make sure that at the conference, since we're espousing the philosophy of patient centricity, to actually have patients and patient stories be really present at the conference. And Regina's story of her husband's experience in the healthcare system during his final days is so impactful and meaningful, and it can just trigger us to remember all of the people being affected by the decisions we make in those meetings and in those conference rooms where patients really aren't at the table. So Regina will be speaking about her story and the importance of advocacy and art and design and her husband's patient story. But we'll also have a patient stories track where designers who are also patients will talk about how being a patient affected how they approach design. And we'll also be bringing together folks who have hacked their healthcare to see what happens when you put, you empower patients and put the control in their hands. Also, Jamie Haywood of Patients Like Me will be speaking, and Patients Like Me does the very same thing, allowing patients to connect through social media and share information.
Mm-hmm. Well, so looking at some of the things that are happening nationally, the Meaningful Use Program is sort of interjecting itself into the design process as well, especially it's sort of forcing patient engagement and healthcare software vendors to figure out how to do that, right, and enable physicians and hospitals to engage patients. It's required that patients download their data. What progress are we making toward a better designed healthcare system, and how does meaningful use fit into that, do you think?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I like how meaningful use has promoted the concept of making things easy to use and having good design and being more patient-centric. My concern is that EMR companies are going to be chasing down marking off check boxes, did this, as sort of a scorecard thing, and really not dig into what makes a good design in a meaningful way. And so if time and budgets are spent checking off check boxes and not truly embracing a human-centered design process as part of their software development life cycle, that concerns me a little bit. So I like that it's promoted it. And people are talking about it, but I don't necessarily know that it's the best approach. I wonder if the government told Gap, what they have to do to make their, sell sweaters better or sell more sweaters. I wonder how that would end up. It's really interesting in this space.
So what's your perspective then on how health IT vendors can make the patient user experience better on web portals with their health data? Obviously, meaningful use is forcing the software vendors' customers, the physicians and hospitals, to engage patients. So how can vendors help enable that?
Sure. So it's part vision and part tactics. The vision part is freeing the design process a bit from the day-to-day kind of release cycle and thinking about, okay, What truly are objectives to integrate with the provider's workflow, to not become a barrier in the care experience, to not turn doctors into data entry overlords, and to be able to translate what's very complex data in some cases into a way that consumers can understand and work with that, and how do we pair that data with services and tools that help patients manage their conditions on a regular basis. So if you do a vision project that looks at those things and sets your sights down the horizon as to where we want to get long term, that's going to be good for the providers, good for the hospitals, good for the patients, good for all of us. That will be a step in the right direction. And then in the normal release cycle, before putting pen to paper, to talk with the people, observe them, see what's going on, and then design and then do usability testing to make sure that you've gotten it right. I also think that one of the problems in the healthcare industry, MadPal is an agency, we work with clients across the spectrum, and each client, they have a different take on things, but many of them are trying to solve the very same problems. And I think collaboration and partnership between the companies to figure out how the different pieces of this pie can hook together in a more meaningful way, not just through data, but through partnerships and shared services, I think that's going to make a big impact as well.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very interesting conference again this year. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me, Don. This was great.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.